WILL programs are made possible by the iCorn.com Seeds of Knowledge Video Scholarship Contest. Farmers nominate students who make a 90-second video and compete for a share of $30,000 in college scholarships from iCorn.com. More information is available online at iCorn.com.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released revisions to its October 10th crop production and WASDE reports. The numbers look like this for crop production in billions of bushels corn, 12.033 versus the October 10th number of 12.200, with a yield of 153.9 versus 154. For soybeans, the number this morning is 2.938 versus 2.983 on October 10th. The soybean yield left unchanged at 39.5. Ending stocks from WASDE for corn, 1.088 this morning versus 1.154 on October 10th. And for beans, 205 million this morning versus 220 million on October 10th. Asian stock markets rebounded overnight as investors snapped up bargains after Monday's sell-off and the dollar strengthened against the yen. Hong Kong's benchmark index surged more than 14% and Japan's Nikkei jumped 6.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading at 8,460. It's up 285 points. The NASDAQ at 1558 is up 52.5. And the S&P 500 at 877 is up just over 28.5 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Taking a look at the Midwest Corn Belt, a freeze in many areas this morning for the first time this season. And essentially, the growing season's over for the entire Corn Belt because the cold air has gotten as far south as the Ohio River. There are some places in far southern Illinois, far southern Indiana and Kentucky that probably only drop down to about the 32-degree mark and another chance of a freeze tonight. But for all intents and purposes, now the growing season is over for the entire Midwest Corn Belt. Some areas had the season end a week or more ago, but this does it for the rest of the area. And as we look at the future, the weather's looking generally good as a long stretch of dry weather is on the way. And that's going to improve field working conditions. Some locations are already dry enough for field access. Other areas that got significant rainfall at the end of last week into the weekend may need another couple days to dry out, but the drying will occur. And basically, we're going to see all areas get back to good harvesting condition here over the next week or so. Now, later next week, it could start to turn wetter again. So we have about a window of opportunity of about a week here with dry weather before precipitation becomes a possibility again. Turning to the Delta and Southeast, freezing weather did occur in parts of the Delta and Southeast this morning. Temperatures in the Delta region were generally in the 30 to 35 degree range, and those cold readings went across northern Mississippi and central Mississippi and northern and central Alabama and even northern Georgia. And south of those areas, mid to upper 30s were lows, even into northern Florida overnight. One area that got really cold, 28 degrees in Greenwood, Mississippi. So for all intents and purposes, the growing season is done for much of the Delta and Southeast. And right now we're just focusing on the late harvest of soybeans there, but that's another area that got cold overnight. Turning to the southern hemisphere, in Brazil, it looks like there's still going to be very dry weather continuing for some of the northern areas, Bahia, Minas Gerais, and Northeastern Goyas, no rain of significance expected over the next week and a half. And most of the rain will stay from the center west on southward. Showers and thunderstorms will occur occasionally from Mato Grosso into the rest of Goyas, with areas farther south continuing to get rain off and on over the next 10 days. So it does look like there may be some problems gaining access to fields due to too much water to the south, while the areas to the north are dry. So that's something we'll have to watch in Brazil. And as far as Argentina is concerned, it looks like they may start to get some showers next week, at least later next week. Right now, some areas are getting a little dry, but there's no real problems in Argentina to speak of at the moment due to recent rainfall there. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
In the Monday overnight trading session, December wheat in Kansas City opened at 564 down a half, last trade up 16 and three quarters. March 580 and a half down 1 3/4, last trade up 16 and three quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 528 and three quarters, down 3/4, last trade up 19. July, 564 and a half down 10 and 3/4, last trade up 17 and a half. December corn opened at 387, up 1 3/4, last trade up 24 and a half. July, 425, up 1 3/4, last trade up 22 and a quarter. November beans opened at 903, up 10, last trade up 57 and a half. January, 907 and a quarter, up 9 3/4, last trade up 59 and a quarter. July, 936 and a half, up 11 and 3/4, last trade up 57 and a quarter. December soybean meal opened at 277.30, up a dollar, last trade up 13.60. December soybean oil opened at 32.10, up 38, last trade up 206. Cash hog bids today in Peoria are steady, with a top price of $36. Joining us now for a look at the agricultural markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
Looks like someone overnight knew something based on what we saw off the crop production report this morning.
Well, I don't know if they knew or anything, but it was an unknown, and people buy unknowns and sell facts. So that's an old saying for years. You buy the unknown and you sell the fact. The unknown was the USDA was going to come out with a report this morning. First time since in the 60s they'd done one, twice in a month. They had revised numbers in various states, but they did it with the next report. So it was a big event that they did.
So what do you make of the numbers?
I don't know what to make of the numbers. Last month, if you remember, they found 2.2 million more acres of beans.
Right.
This month, they basically found a million less of corn and a million one less of beans. They did not change the bean yield. They changed the corn yield 0.1 bushel. They also lowered then the usage by cutting 30 million off the bean exports and 50 off the corn. Otherwise, there really wasn't much change. They didn't change anything in wheat. There were actual questions out there about why they did it, why they wouldn't have waited for a 15 million less on beans and a 66 million less on corn. Attitude-wise, it's got the world astir, buzzing, and they're talking probably as high as we closed last night as openings.
That would be impressive indeed, because those are numbers that had been sort of established as the top end of a band of resistance. We go through there today?
I don't know that we will. I think we'll see the highs early and then back off. I think it's, again, a lot of buying on the unknowns of what the numbers were going to be now that we know them. They aren't that big a difference from where they were on usage and carryout, so I think we'll back off from the highs later in the day.
So an opening rush off enthusiasm, and then as we take another look backing off later in the day. What about the crop progress numbers and particularly the corn number for the harvest, 39% versus 29% last week, the five-year rolling average up at 66%, but a number of states way worse off than that, and I'm beginning to wonder if we're going to have these numbers reflect down the road some crop loss in the field.
Well, you could have crop loss in the field. You could also have harvest pressure, which we haven't had yet on corn. Iowa, I think, at 20. Minnesota, not very far along. Nebraska, not very far along. Illinois, not very far along. The top four states, all under, I believe, 40% harvested. Maybe Illinois was 46, but 20, 21, 35. Those states grow, you know, a big portion of the Midwest corn crop, and they are way behind on harvest. So, yeah, there could be some loss in the field, but there could also be some big harvest pressure when that corn does come in.
Very quickly, then, the calls.
Calls are really about where we closed last night to limit up. 25 to 30 on corn, 50 to 70 on beans, higher.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on willag.org.